Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I'm so glad to see you guys. We're going to have a great time today. We've got lots of things to talk about. We've got to, they love nothing more than to start all kind of mayhem, aren't they? Just continually. But we're not about that. We're not falling for the fake news, any of us. And so I've got several fake news items to talk to you about so that you do not fall victim to their ploys, their schemes. And so we are going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some really great things that are happening. Today is the sixth week and the first day of the counting of the Omer. We had a big run this year, haven't we? And so Jubilee is coming up on the 24th of this month. I'm really looking forward to that. And so we'll watch and see every day. So I've got some really great, fun things to talk to you about. Let's first start off with this. Let's start off with the Hanta virus. Anybody notice that it sounds like haunt a virus? Haunt? Like fear virus. It's to stoke fear. And we're just not doing it. We're not playing any of that. It's funny. I've been watching that series called Blacklist. And that's one of the episodes is where they, you know, try to get everybody all ginned up with a worldwide pandemic. And so, yeah, that's what they're trying to do. I don't know if anybody even died. I'm telling you, I just don't trust fake news. Maybe somebody died of a virus. Maybe they didn't. But either way, they're trying to get everybody flipped out by saying all on the news, which I don't really watch that much news, but you can't avoid some of it. And so they're having these people come out on the, we're getting them off the ship and they're going back to their countries and ooh, scary, haunt a virus. And so we're not playing any of that. U.S. sends evacuation flight to rescue 17 Americans trapped on haunt a virus cruise ship and bring them to a state-of-the-art quarantine center in Nebraska. So, yeah, so you've got 17. I really think that's our message. I think that's our message to us to say, you know what? This is all fake. Do not pay any attention to this. This is all part of what they are trying to do desperately to get us freaked out and to maintain power. And let's just say the WHO is trying desperately to keep people from leaving that organization because that's how they have maintained so much control over so many populations because they've gotten them where they would take these, you know what, the jabs, and they, you know, they've been able to control the world, like the Saturday morning cartoon. I know you guys are old enough to remember the Saturday morning cartoon with guys like, oh, we're trying to rule the world. We thought, well, who are these people? Anyway, so I think that's our message. So do not let any of that flip you out. We're just not going to play the haunt of virus. President Trump does not look flipped out, and I'm not going to flip out either. He looks like he's getting younger and younger every day and happier. So I'm getting happier too as Jubilee is approaching. So let's go on to the next thing. This is some really great news. And the more that they flip out, the happier I am. Look at all these. We could likely in the midterms pick up 8 to 12 seats in the House. This is gigantic. So because of what is happening with the redistricting, and if anybody tells you this is a terrible thing that the Republicans are doing, they've been gerrymandering these districts for eons. And they have just these little snaked out portions so that they could get their person into Congress. And we're not playing that anymore. We're going to have districts that, you know, are a normal shape of district that makes sense for that community. It's carved out. It's not something specifically carved out for them to be able to do their funny business. And they are not liking it. And they're very unhappy about it because they realize this is really going to hurt them in the midterms. So very, very good way to go, Virginia. Their whole scheme of making the whole state blue was blocked. Praise the Lord. That was just from the state Supreme Court, not even going to the Supreme Court. And then Ohio has two districts they resolved. Missouri has one. North Carolina has one. Tennessee has one. Texas has five. Florida has four. And we're still waiting on South Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana, and even Mississippi. So it's not over. The only thing that's not over is the crying about it. They're going to be crying and freaking out. So this is very, very good news. I'm not going to play the video of it, but just so you just know, just rejoice and be happy in all these things that are happening to get our country back. And the big thing is, they were bringing this up, and I really do think this is true. You know, in the past, the Republicans just sat on their hands. So thankfully, we're getting people in there who have a backbone who will stand up and say, no, you're not going to gerrymander some district and just carve out something just so you can have a seat in Congress. No, we're not doing that. And it's all been so much funny business, but now it's very funny because we're winning. All right, this is something not terribly funny. I was reported just a few weeks ago. Remember, we were talking about these people, you know, in Iran, that they were going to run out of space to put the oil. Well, they did. They ran out, and guess what they're doing? They're pouring it right into the Gulf. So, which is horrifying. But let me just tell you that remember, they're going to tick off the green people. They've been trying to gin up all these green energy people and you know, the people who are concerned about the worldwide environment, which we all are. We want everything to be wonderful and clean and the oceans to be clean. But this is going to really alienate that group because they, I'm sure, know about this. So, yeah, this is not good for them. Of course, you know, people can blame it on Iran, but we're connecting the dots that this is the New World Order cabal that's been running this, and President Trump is shutting them down. I'm going to play for you. I'm going to show you really how they have, since 1944, really been taking over the worldwide commerce and what everything President Trump is doing to reverse it. Very, very exciting. So check this out, what Jesse had to say about them just literally pouring that oil. They did. They ran out of space. Trump said they would, and they did. And now they... Did it dawn on you guys that they would pour it into the Gulf? I don't know. I just can't think like that. I can't think evil. I just can't. I guess that's because we're sheep. We just would not ever think that they would do such a thing that they did. They're just pouring it right into the Gulf. Check this out.
Pack. CENTCOM says 70 Iranian tankers are trapped, with over 160 million barrels of oil on board. That's $13 billion of oil just rocking on the docks. They're filled to the brim and can't squeak out of the embargo. And now the New York Times, they're reporting that the Iranians are dumping millions of barrels of crude into the Gulf. Satellite images show a massive oil slick spreading into the water off Karg Island. That doesn't look too good. Primetime reached out to Al Gore for comment. Haven't heard back. Pack. CENTCOM says 70 Iranians.
All right. So there, had you guys heard about that? I want to make sure that you knew, because we are like, well, you know, we reported that they only had 3 days left. So what's going on? Well, this is what's going on. They're just pouring it right into the Gulf, which is purely pure evil. So yeah, I'm trying to get all my tech stuff working because I want to make sure everything's working. So far, so good. So if there's any trouble, I'm sure you guys will let me know. You're the best. So don't forget to go and check out the YouTube channel if you're on YouTube, and check out the Rumble channel if, you know, and be on the chats on both places so we can all connect with each other. So really, so wonderful that we can do that. So if anybody is new here to the channel, I'm Melissa Redpill. I look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical what we're experiencing. And so we connect all of this. And so don't let any of these things that are happening upset you at all. Just know that we're going to have the beautiful golden age. We're going to have health and wealth and peace, and we're going to have clean waterways. It's all going to get resolved. And we're just still in the in the final stages of this battle to destroy these evildoers and get them out of here. And this is one of the things that I think will bring more people on board to say, whoever's doing this needs to be, you know, punished for what they're doing to our world. All right. So now, very good news. Happy Victory Day. I don't know if you guys know that in Russia, this is the day they celebrate victory. And so they are celebrating a ceasefire in the Ukraine war. So happy fifth week of the counting of the Omer. That's like, you know, there's so many things that are happening that are so big that, you know, you think this is not really being talked about that much. Hello, this is the end of this huge war that was all, this is all that was talked about for years and how many billions of dollars that we sent over there. And without our, look at what happens, without our money to fund it, then it just has to end. And so they're trying to get, you know, money from Europe, and they poured in some money, but they just don't have enough to make it work. And they're really struggling because they don't have the oil. And so they're really, it's checkmate. It's checkmate. So very, very exciting to see all that's going on, that we are in this. This is what President Trump's 9th war to end, 10th war. I think I've run out. I've lost count. Isn't this amazing? Lord makes the wars to cease to the ends of the earth. This is biblical. Just now, Vladimir Putin says he thinks the Ukraine war will soon end after President Trump successfully negotiated a huge prisoner swap. That was one of the issues that was a sticking point. They negotiated, President Trump did, negotiated a huge prisoner swap on top of the temporary ceasefire. I think the conflict in Ukraine is headed toward a conclusion. So yay for that. Praise the Lord for that. Yeah, all the wars will cease. The Bible says in Isaiah, it says they'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not rise against nation, and neither will they train for war anymore. We're not there yet, but I'll tell you, the one way that we'll have peace is through strength. And this America, you know, the American policies that President Trump has put in place have produced peace in the world for the first time in forever. So, so wonderful. We're never going back, you guys. We're never going back. This is not just a political movement. This is the end of it. This is what I talk about when I say this is biblical. So really, I tell you all the time, pinch yourself. This is just such wonderful, wonderful news. So I just don't want you to miss all this. I mean, there's so much good news, we can miss it if we don't watch out. All right, so I want to talk about the Strait of Hormuz, what's going on, not only with, you know, them pouring this oil in, but also that finally a Qatari tanker went across the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. So it looks like things are moving forward, because they're not obviously going to be able to continue just pouring oil into the Gulf forever. And they could say, oh, we're Iran and we control the Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz. But clearly they do not. And so now you've got a Qatari liquefied natural gas tanker that's traversed the Strait of Hormuz successfully and now outbound on its way. That would be the first time a Qatari ship made it out since the beginning of the war. So the thing is, you know, they've all, you know, pretty much marched in lockstep with whatever OPEC told them to do. Well, we know that UAE left OPEC last week, and now Qatar is not following OPEC's orders. So it's over, really. Their control over the world commerce is over. So I wanted to show you, this is very important. Okay, so everybody, get out your, you know, number two pencil, write these things down, because this is really important to understand what they have done to have a controlled disintegration of the world economy. And for those of you who are new, I have decoded the book of Revelation. I've been teaching God's word for a lot of years, over 40 years. And so this is the book that I wrote, of the decoded Revelation, called End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. In the book of Revelation chapter 18, it talks about that their world commerce control will be over. And how have they, you know, they have been controlling the world commerce, but what did they have they done in the past 100 years or so to control the entire world economy, just really take it over? And this, one of the things that started was in 1944, there was a Bretton Woods Agreement, and it established the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, and it was pegged to gold at $35 per ounce. If you notice on our country's books, we got gold at $35 an ounce. If it was really pegged at its real value, we're billion, it could trillion, gadillionaires. What's bigger than trillionaires? Whatever. We're rich. But anyway, with the other countries pegged to the dollar, creating a system of fixed exchange rates. What is the point of this? That it's like monopoly money. They're able to control the currencies because of this Bretton Woods Agreement in 1944. Okay, so that was one of their first things that they did to gain control over world commerce was that they controlled the currency. And so then, you know, just like if you're playing Monopoly, it's like it's just you can fudge with the money if it's not really pegged to reality. And that's what they did. Okay, so then the next thing that happened in the 1970s under Jimmy Carter, the petrodollar system emerged. So they say, okay, forget this, even pegged it all to gold. We'll go ahead and just have it pegged to the price of oil again, which they can manipulate. They manipulated the $35 per ounce gold price of value of the currency. But now they've even gone farther to say it's just, we're just going to completely speculate. We're just going to completely peg the dollar price to the petrodollar. And have no connection to reality at all. So after the collapse of the Bretton Woods, they collapsed the Bretton Woods. They said, okay, we're not going to use that system anymore. And they always use some kind of an emergency. And so, we're going to have to do something else, whatever. So they're not dealing with reality. When President Nixon ended the dollar-gold convertibility in 1971, the U.S. struck a deal with Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations to price oil exclusively in U.S. dollars in exchange for the military protection. This is what's been, you know, this is how they've used the U.S. military, the U.S. military might, and then London, the city of London, the cabal headquarters, controls the finances. This is how they've used America for their evil scheme. This agreement, solidified in 1974, many of us were just kids, created the petrodollar system, ensuring the global demand for dollars through oil trade. All right, so it's just think of it as funny money that they're able to manipulate and control the world. And everybody needs energy. Everybody needs the oil. And so they were able to, and then they had control over Carter and the oil coming out of America. And they stifled that. Well, President Trump says, drill, baby, drill. And so we're now oil independent, so they no longer have that control over OPEC. OPEC. Now, they crushed business by having interest rates at 20%. This is what I'm talking about, this controlled disintegration of our world economy and really trying to destroy America and take our economy over to China. We've seen that since 1974. I think the last number I heard, it was like 72,000 factories left America and went over to China. And to these countries where they could pay people pennies a day because they don't have any rights there. They're just basically slaves. So this is, how else could they crush the American business, which by the interest rates were so astronomical, they could not compete. And then the Three Mile Island, remember that? That crushed nuclear power. So they were having everyone dependent upon the petrodollar, upon oil. And literally in Europe, they've literally destroyed their nuclear facilities. And so now they're really in a difficult spot because they don't have any freedom of energy. This is what President Trump is bringing back. This is what is so critical for us to be able to move forward. This is the first building block to restore our economy. And so this is when they had the Three Mile Island catastrophe that took everyone away. So we have to put tight restrictions on nuclear. We're not going to have, you know, focus on nuclear. We're going to all focus on oil and green energy. And then how else did they crush the economy? Of course, with this oil speculation I was just talking about, that they just peg it at whatever it suits them and whatever is in their financial best interest, not the people's. And they replaced the gold with the petrodollar, as I just read, and they have the NAFTA, the trade agreements, and they also the Green Deal, which we know that this is a scam, the green scam. And of course, Iran as the boogeyman controlling what's going on in the Middle East. So this is how they've done this on purpose. President Trump has talked about this. Rubio has talked about this. J.D. Vance has talked about this. We're talking about this. I just wanted you to kind of see in a nutshell what they did. And bottom line, President Trump is reversing all of this. Thank you, Lord, for President Trump, that he knows how. He knows, you know, how to get this done. And he's got the courage to do it. He's up against the entire world, except for us. We're like, yes, President Trump, you go. All right. So I want you to see that. Does that help? I hope that is helpful. So you might want to go back and read that and listen to that. Maybe take a screenshot of that. All right. Now, President Trump has been posting this about Comey. Very fun. I think he's having a great time. He just actually posted another post about Comey this morning. So really great. I want you to hear. This is so dumb. I don't know who believes this man. If that's what President Trump says, does anybody believe this guy? He's a dirty cop. So yeah, my thing for you, I'm going to share with you the link for this. Bottom line, we just need to share this type of information so that this will get all out into the computer world, into the internet world, so that people see who this guy really is and that he thinks we're a bunch of fools. Check it out.
Political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
So take me back to the walk on the beach.
We were walking on the beach. We went to the beach to prepare for this week, which was the launch of my book, and to think about the book and to prepare to answer questions about it. And we were walking back towards the road, and we saw in the sand someone had arranged shells with numbers. And Patrice, my wife, said, why would someone put an address in the sand? And I said, I don't know. And we stood over it, and I said, you know, I think it's some kind of, like, political message. She said, you know, 86, when I was a server, she did a lot of work in restaurants, meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients. And I said, well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place. I said, that's really clever. So then she said, you should take a picture of that. And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination, which is crazy. But I took it down. I don't, even if I think it's crazy, I don't want to be associated with violence of any kind.
And then what happened?
I got a call from the Secret Service that night asking if I would speak to them about it. Of course. I admire the Secret Service. They're pros. I spoke to them on the phone. Then they asked the next day when I got home, would I be willing to come in and meet them in person at the Washington field office, which again, I did. And they were pros again.
This is so dumb. Does anybody believe this guy?
You are
nobody. Nobody believes this guy at all. So, yes, yeah, so I wanted to make sure that you guys saw that because this guy is he thinks we're a bunch of fools, but we're not. We know exactly what's going on. So we're not buying with anything that he's selling. So, yeah, I wanted to make sure I just put the link into the chat so you guys can share that. So check it out. All right. So then, yeah, we love President Trump. He does not allow these people to get away with their lies. And what he's expecting us to do as his army is to push this information out there so that people see it. And of course, he's got a huge reach, but we are the ones who really push this information in this information war out to the masses, to people who are not following his channel. All right. So now let's talk about the UFOs. Okay. This is another thing that is like, okay, everybody's been chomping at the bit. Not everybody. A lot of people have been chomping at the bit to get this UFO information. Okay, so just where I stand on the UFOs, there are no aliens. There are no, we are God's special creation. We are created in his image. This is exactly what 17 has been talking about, that, who, you know, protect your DNA. Who put your DNA there? That we are created in God's image. There's no other creation in all the world. That's biblical. This is what the Bible teaches, that we are his special creation in this beautiful garden that he created. There's not little green men, but there are little greedy men. And that's what it's about. So I want you to hear what Tim Burchett says. And this is what I've been talking about. These very strange videos that you see out there, some of these are AI. Some of these are in my opinion, some of these are black budget operations, but they have put them into private companies so that we cannot FOIA. When he says FOIAable, which is not really, I don't know if it's a word, but either way, what that means is you can't do a Freedom of Information Act on a private company. You can only do the Freedom of Information Act on the government. And so if they put this under a company, a private company, then you can't get the information about it. So that is how they play. You have to think evil. I'm sorry. And I know that's hard because I know you guys are wonderful and you just don't think evil. But the wonderful thing is that, H. Clay put out Psalm 138.8. What is that? Tell us what that is. I don't even know what that is. All right. So I don't have that one memorized. Anyway, so yeah, put it in the chat. What he is saying in this clip is that this is black budget money to do some, have a lot of abilities that maybe, the regular military is not able to use, only using it for the New World Order. Okay. So, but it's in, they keep it under a private company that they, have trusted sources to control. So that's really what so much of this is for. It's a money pit is really what this is. And so it's also a big, gigantic distraction. And I'm going to tell you some other distraction stuff, and I'm going to take you into Genesis about that, because that is something, that's one of my pet peeves. We'll get to that next. But listen to what Tim Burchett has to say about this.
Do we?
I think we do, but I don't think they're in quite in our hands. I think what they've done is handed out to some of our defense contractors or some private entities, because that way they're not FOIA-able. The Freedom of Information Act, say we handed something off to Ford Motor Company. We haven't, I don't think. But if we had, and me as a congressman could not FOIA that from Ford, but I could if it was the FBI, if we really trusted them to give us the right information, which I don't always. But I think that's what they've done with it. And they've compartmentalized this stuff so much, Sean, that it's very difficult.
Okay, let me stop it real quick so you can see this video. I want you to watch the movement of this. And I just got to be honest. I mean, we've seen AI. We know that people can make up literally anything just with the computer knowledge that you guys have, with the abilities that you have with creating a video. And anybody could make these things and make it look like it's a UFO. I don't buy any of it. It's, but I wouldn't put it past them to have some type of technology to do some of these strange things. Now this is, look how it turns, so quickly on a 90 degree angle. Yeah, you can do that with your mouse. Look at my mouse. Ooh, look at my mouse. Ooh, it's going back to the right and forth and back and forth. Ooh, it go around and round and round. Anybody can make this stuff. I just don't believe any of their stuff. I just wanted you to see it again. Watch it on the screen as he's talking.
But I could if it was the FBI, if we really trusted them to give us the right information, which I don't always. But I think that's what they've done with it. And they've compartmentalized this stuff so much, Sean, that it's very difficult. You'll have somebody within one department tell you that it does not exist. We don't, a little guy with the man bun in the Biden administration telling me we don't have data points on this. And then, the next week, I'm getting briefed by somebody in the same alphabet agency that's telling me that, in fact, they do exist. And here's the footage of what we're seeing, and we don't know what they are.
Well,
and why in the world would these pilots go ahead? I'm sorry.
All right.
And we have it.
And then you also hear people saying that they've seen these things, pilots saying that they've seen. I would not doubt that some of these people are controlled, blackmailed, threatened, and they'll say anything that they are told to say. So, that's my opinion on all of this. Now, I will say that we do have alien demons on Earth. When 17 said that we're not alone, because demons have infiltrated the world and they have infested people that operate for them. And that is the issue, is that I'm going to get to this next. They can't operate unless they have a host. A human has to allow them in to operate as a host. And that's what I'm going to talk about on here. Okay. So again, pet peeve. Okay, I am I want everybody to speak the word of God. I want everybody to speak the word of God, and I want everybody to his word to be on everyone's lips. But the Bible says, "Not let not many of you become teachers, for they will incur the greater judgment." And I take this very seriously. I don't know how many times I've told that. I'm going to say it again. I take it very, very seriously because this is serious when we speak the word of God, when we teach the word of God. And I'm not up here, you know, wanting to incur judgment from the Lord. I'm just pleading with the Lord to please help me to so that I teach it correctly. And I really don't care what the truth is. I just want to know the truth and to speak the truth and to be, you know, to fulfill the role that the Lord has given to me. Each one of us. I know that's the way you feel also. So, yeah, and I'm not picking on Lauren Boebert. I'm not. But I'm guessing she probably has not spent a whole lot of time studying God's word. I'm just guessing. And a lot of these people who are putting out videos about this have not probably spent a lot of time really digging into God's word and years of it. And so I think they need to step back and not, you know, speak authoritatively on something that they really don't understand the full breadth of God's word. Okay, so let me just try to piece this together, and I hope this doesn't upset anybody, but I'm just going to tell you what the truth is about this. So she's pulling out that this is the UFO, she said, may already be in the Old Testament, pointing to fallen angels and the Nephilim. Boebert says there's no evidence in the Bible that fallen angels and Nephilim ever truly disappeared. There are things that we could have seen that have resembled portals. I do believe that this is more spiritual, and if you really want to go there, demonic. Now, I would agree that this is what we're seeing right now is a lot of demonic activity, but not from these little swirly things going on the screen. But I think that they are demonic activity of people like like the Rothschilds and the, you know, these people who've done pure evil. Okay. This is the evildoers. All right, so I'm going to show you this passage right here in the book of Genesis. And it talks about in chapter 6, it talks about the Nephilim and who is this. Now I will tell you, there are so many different versions, and as I've said many times, I really like having a lot of different versions to read because you can compare one to another. You can go back to the original word and it'll help you to really understand what this verse is trying to import. But some of these you have to be really, really careful because you can easily be led astray. So let me just read this passage in chapter 6. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and the daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, that they took wives for them of all whom they chose. All right. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Remember, before that, they lived for hundreds of years. The Lord said, because of this evil that they're doing, it's going to shorten their lifespan to 120 years. Now, we're going to get in the golden age where our lives will begin to extend, as it says in the book of Jubilees, until they reach 1,000 years. Okay, so we're going to get back to this, but he shortened it because of the evil. And what is the evil that's going on? Okay, it says, there were giants on the earth in those days. Also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they were born children to them, those were mighty men who were of old men of renown. Okay, so you've got two cases here. You've got the sons of God and the daughters of men. The sons of God and the daughters of men. What are the two groups in this verse right here? You've got sons of God is those who are faithful to God, those who walk with God, those who believe God, those who are obedient to God. And then you've got those who are the daughters of men, the ones who are fleshy. The Bible talks about this. There's the walks in the spirit and those who walk in the flesh. There's the spirit, those who follow God. There's the flesh, those who follow demons. And so what's happening here is that these people are having children, with an unbeliever. They're being unequally yoked with unbelievers. Just like when they went into the land of Canaan, they said, do not marry anyone from the land of Canaan. If you remember, Jacob told Esau, he said, do not take, Isaac called for Jacob, blessed him and said, Isaac told Jacob and Esau, you must not marry any of these Canaanite women. This is all throughout God's word all throughout God's word that said, do not intermarry with someone who is not a believer. You have to have, if you're a follower of God, you marry someone who's a follower of God. You bring up children who follow God. You do not marry someone who is a demon worshiper. It sounds pretty simple, but it clearly has not been. And that is what is talking about here. It's not talking about giants in the size of, it's called Nephilim, fallen, or mighty ones. It's not talking about physical stature. It's talking about powerful people who are powerful in the way of evil. You know, you think of some of these bloodline families that we've heard about. They are giants. And it's not that they're huge, not that they're big in physical stature. It's that they're giants in the ways of evil. That is what he's trying to import with this verse. There were giants on the earth. And also afterward, when the righteous came into the unrighteous. Okay, you see what he's trying to say? And they bore children, and then the children became followed in the footsteps of evil. This is why later on they had Noah and had to wipe out the whole world except for 8 people, Noah and his family, because everyone else had gotten infested with these demons. That is the point of the Nephilim. It's okay, and what it is not, and that's why I entitled this video, Do Not Fall For It, is they are trying to say that this Nephilim are angels that are spirit beings that can literally procreate, copulate with humanity. And they cannot. I can't even believe I'm having to say this. They cannot. The only thing that they can do is that they can enter someone as a host. And this is also talking about this, that there are people who joined physically with demons. They joined, not physically, they spiritually, sorry, I correct that. They joined spiritually with demons to allow the demons to dwell within them. And this is what's caused untold evil in the world. This is why the Lord says he would not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days will be 120 years. He's saying that these people who've literally taken in demons, they have to be rooted out of the earth. They can't live these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years and do all their evil. This is what he's trying to say, is these people have taken in demons. How many times have we talked about this throughout the studies that we've had on end times, is that it's not about physical, it's about the spiritual aspect, that these people literally have demons that dwell within them, and that this is how they have had their power, as Satan tried to tempt our Lord Jesus, saying, if you will bow down and worship me, in other words, if you will allow me to come in and control you, if you allow me to come in and dwell within you, then you'll have all the kingdoms of this world. Of course, our Lord Jesus said no. But these people said yes. They said, yes, we will allow you to come and dwell within us, and that we will rule the world in evil. That's what it's talking about, okay? It's not about people. Let's just be honest. Have you ever seen, okay, I'll do it this way. You know how when they're trying to say that we were, you know, there's part, you know, monkey, part man or whatever, the missing link. They're always looking for the missing link. Have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen anything? No, because it's fake news. It's evolution is fake. Man was created in the garden. The Lord created man. He created Eve out of man. This is how the Lord created humanity, not by, you know, what they say in evolution. In the same way, have you ever seen an angel have sexual relations with a human? No, they can't touch us. Thank God. If this was possible, what they're saying, that this happens, this is in, you know, Genesis 6 is possible. What they're trying to say is that the spiritual beings having sexual relations with, or touching even, people, humanity, it'd been over long ago. It would have been over long ago. If they could touch us, then we would have been dead long ago. They cannot touch us. The only way they can touch us is if they have a host, and they go in this host, like a Rothschild or a, you know, you name it, and they use that person as their host to do their evil. There you go. Okay, that's, can you tell that's my pet peeve? Like, come on. And so he said, don't marry an unbeliever. Do not marry a Satan worshiper. Do not, and don't allow these demons within you. All right, so there you go. How about that? I wanted to make sure you saw that. Okay, so another pet peeve, okay? And I keep, just as much, I should call this video Pet Peeve Day. All right, so this is another thing. The prophetic books are chock full of symbolism. Symbolism. Hello, symbolism. And so they're literally, I've seen videos online where they're saying that this is what an angel looks like. No, it's symbolism. It's symbolism. It's symbolism. Okay. So like, for example, yesterday I posted a video, this one right here. What is the ascension clue? I'm going to pop this into the chat so you can watch this video. It's very important because it really gives you a summary of, I'm going to call it ascension video right there. And so if you can pop that over onto the YouTube chat, I would really appreciate it, and into the comments. Okay, so this is the video I did yesterday going into this beautiful picture that Anna Paulina Luna put out. And, you know, with the eyes, and like, what is this? I want you to see it. And it also connects to ascension that 17 talked about. And that was his very last word of his very last post that he had for us. But this one right here, this got these wheels within a wheel. And if, as I have on this picture, not on that one, I've got another one somewhere, where you've got President Trump having the FIFA trophy, and it looks like wheels within a wheel. What is that? Okay, so we're gonna read this verse very carefully. And so I want you guys to catch this. And I'm not going to go into as much detail as I did yesterday, but I just want to give you a little primer on it. And maybe you can go and watch that other video and get more detail. But you see all these eyes. And if you think about President Trump's FIFA trophy in the Oval Office, you can see your eyes when you look at this. It's so reflective. And so what is the point of this? And I'll tell you before I tell you that the wheels represent us. They represent humanity, and that yes, we have angels beside us, and the Spirit of the Lord beside us, guiding us and energizing us. But we are the wheels. It's symbolic for us. And so I'll show you this passage right here in chapter 1 of Ezekiel, verse 4. I saw a great storm coming from the north, driving before it a huge cloud that flashed with lightning and shone with brilliant light. There was a fire inside the cloud, and in the middle of the fire glowed something like gleaming amber. From the center of the cloud came four living beings that looked human, except they had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and their feet had hooves like those of a calf and shone like burnished bronze. Under each of the four wings, I could see human hands. So each of the four had beings had four faces and four wings. The wings of each living being touched the wings of the beings beside it. Each one moved straight forward in any direction without turning. Each had a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left, and the face of an eagle at the back. Each had two pairs of outstretched wings, one pair stretched out to touch the wings of the living beings on either side of it, and the other pair covered its body. They went in whatever direction the spirit chose. They moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. All right. So I'll read a little bit more of that, but just highly, highly picturesque, highly symbolic, highly symbolic. And so this is not talking about the angels look like this. Now, the stars do kind of resemble this, and it's really, really beautiful and cool. Again, more symbolism in the stars that he has made, and that we will, the Bible says it will shine like stars forever in Daniel 12, verse 3. But look at this beautiful picture here, and this is how you know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is representing us. It's representing God's people, and this is how you know. It says they had a human face in the front, the lion face on the right, the ox on the left, and the face of the eagle at the back. And the way that you know, without a shadow of a doubt, is because you look at the heraldry of the tribes of Israel and their encampment in the wilderness. Take a screenshot of this, and this will help you to understand when they had their flags. Look at this. You've got the man, the face of a man here, the face of a lion here, the face of an eagle here, and the face of an ox here. The flags of the main four tribes of Israel. This represents God's people, the Israelites, the those who are of the same faith as Abraham. You are an Israelite if you have the same faith as Abraham. Most people don't understand that either, because they just do a cursory study of the Word of God. And this is why I'm constantly saying, read the Word, read the Word, read the Word, because this is what the truth is, and it will set you free from being manipulated by lies. Now, there are some people who are misdirecting people, and they're doing it. They aren't doing it on purpose. But there are some who are doing it on purpose to misdirect us. But this is the wonderful truth, is that we are those wheels. The wheels represent us. And look at this. This is another way. This is not as definitive as the other. I mean, that the face of the lion, the face of the eagle, the face of the ox, the face of the human face, that shows you right there without any doubt at all that this represents God's people. But look at how in verse 12 it says they went in whatever direction the Spirit chose, and they moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. This is what we do. This is what you have done ever since I've known you, is that this is how you are being led by the Spirit of God all day long. You are being led by His Spirit. He directs your thoughts. He directs your actions. This is how you are. This is your energizing force, is the Spirit of the living God. And they move forward, straight forward in any direction without turning around. We march straight forward, as it says in Joel chapter 2, without breaking rank. We are speaking the truth. We're doing the truth every day. This is what we do. This is really great. All right. And so then it says here a little farther down, it says, the living beings looked like bright coals of fire, brilliant torches, and lightning seemed to flash back and forth among you. That's for you guys. You guys right here, that's what you do. You are brilliant torches. You are shining the light every single day. I'm so proud of you. And so the Lord is so proud of you too. And this lightning, I see it going back and forth on the chat. I see you guys as you encourage each other and are working together. And we all are working together worldwide. God's people are working together to set humanity free. And he wanted us to rule and reign with him. He wanted us to take dominion of this earth. That is why he has energized us to speak the truth, and we can't stop, right? Even if people try to get us to stop speaking the truth, we're led by the Spirit of God, and there's nothing that can stop us from speaking the truth. The wonderful truth in God's word in Joel chapter 2, it says he will pour out his flesh on men and women alike. And we're going to speak the truth. And if somebody doesn't want to listen, they don't have to, but we are going to speak the truth wherever we go. All right, as I looked at these things, I saw four wheels touching the ground beside them, one wheel belonging to each other. The wheels sparkled as made of beryl. All four wheels looked alike and were made the same. Each wheel had a second wheel turning crosswise within it. The beings could move in any of the four directions they faced without turning as they moved. This is how we are just led by His Spirit. We go this way, we go that way, whatever He wants us to do, whatever direction He moves us on a dime. He says, okay, and I want you to focus on this, you know, exposing Comey, or now I want you to focus on exposing what's going on in Iran, you know, whatever it is that he would have us to do. When the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them. When they flew upwards, the wheels went too. The Spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. So wherever the Spirit went, the wheels and the living beings also went. When the beings moved, the wheels moved. When the beings stopped, the wheels stopped. When the beings flew upward, the wheels rose up, and the Spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. We are the living beings. Spread out above them was a surface like the sky, glittering like the crystal. Beneath this surface, the wings of each living being stretched out to touch the other's wings. Each had two wings covering its body. I'm touching your wings right now. You guys are touching me as we all connect on what's the truth. So beautiful. So beautiful. All right. So, and then as it says here, I love this. As they flew, their wings sounded to me like crashing waves, crashing against the shore, or like the voice of the Almighty, or like the shouting of a mighty army. And when they stopped, they let down their wings. As they stood with their wings lowered, the voice spoke from beyond the crystal surface above them. I love that. This is the Lord, and He is leading us, and He is giving us victory, and there's nothing that can stop it. So yeah, as we, and it, as it talks about in Revelation 14, it says that the noise that we make as His army, it's like the crashing of mighty waves. It talks about that there. Now, I will take you to the Ezekiel 10. You're like, well, what about the Ezekiel 10? The explanation of the Ezekiel 10 is that the cherubs are not the wheels. The cherubs are the, you could say that the cherubs are, you know, angels, but they are helping us. The angels help humanity. They are strengthening humanity. Just like when our Lord Jesus had been 40 days in the wilderness without eating, the angels came and ministered to him. In the same way, the angels are ministering to us. They are working in concert with us. And also the Spirit of the living God is in us to move us, but the cherubs go along with them. Look at, as it says, he spoke to the man clothed with linen, go in among the wheels under the cherub, fill your hands with coals from among the cherubim and scatter them over the city. And he went in as I watched. Now the cherubim were standing on the south side of the temple when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and paused over the threshold of the temple. And the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard even in the outer court, like the voice of the Almighty God when he speaks. Then it happened when he commanded the man clothed in linen, said, take fire from among the wheels from among the cherubim. And then he went in and stood up beside the wheels. And the cherub stretched out his hand from among the cherubim to the fire that was among the cherubim and took some of it and put it in the hands of the man clothed with linen, who took it out and went out. The cherubim appeared to have the form of a man's hand under the wings. And when I looked, there were four wheels by the cherubim. One wheel by one cherub and another wheel by another cherub. The wheels above appeared to have the color of beryl stone. As for their appearance, all four looked alike, as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went toward any of the other of their four directions. They did not turn aside when they went, but followed in the direction the head was facing. They did not turn aside when they went, their whole body with their back, their eye, their hands, their wings, and the wheels that the four had were full of eyes all around. And for the wheels, they were called in my hearing wheel. Each had four faces. The face of one was of a cherub, the one second of a man, the third of a lion, and the fourth of an eagle. And the cherub were lifted up. All right, so I just want you to see that it's not, the cherub is not the same as the wheel. The wheel represents us. And so the eyes are that the Lord is giving us the wisdom that we need to be able to do the job he's called us to do. It's all so much symbolism. This is the same thing for the book of Revelation that I talk about, this book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. I was able to decode the symbolism because it's not just in one place. It's all throughout God's word. And I'm going to show you super quick the one in Revelation 4. Yeah, this one right here. It says in Revelation 4, it has the same thing. And it's not just in Ezekiel 1 and Ezekiel chapter 10, it's in Revelation 4. In the center and around the throne were four living beings, each covered with eyes front and back. See, it's the same picture. The first of these living beings was like a lion, the second like an ox, the third like a human face, the fourth like an eagle in flight. Each of these living beings has six wings. Their wings were covered over with eyes inside and out, day and night, night and day. They keep on saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is to come. Now, the angels are singing that, but it's talking about here that we are singing this. We are singing, holy is the Lord. We love the Lord. We sing this every day. Whether you sing or not, in your heart, you're making melody to the Lord that you love him and that you want his holiness to fill this earth. This is what it's talking about here. And so, yeah, there's a lot of fake news out there. And understandable that I'm sure that the cabal knows what this represents, but they put this out and they teach it in maybe the churches. Most churches don't really talk about Ezekiel that much, but for whatever teaching is coming out, it's fake because they don't want us to recognize that we're the wheels. They don't want us to recognize that we are his special possession, his special creation, that we're made in his image, and that we will rule and reign with him. They do not want us to know that. They don't want us to know who we are made in his image. All right, so that's why we are going to spread that truth, whether some people like it or they don't. This is the wonderful truth of God's word. And it's not just in one place. It's all throughout, okay, that we don't intermingle. We don't take in demons. We don't marry demon-possessed people, and we are his led by his spirit to do the work that he has called us to do. If you aren't familiar with this, definitely check into my channel. Okay, here he goes. Here's my End Times page over on Amazon. I'll pop this over into the chat also. These are the books that I've written. This one is, again, decoding the book of Revelation. So thankful for those of you who have put reviews on these books. If you don't mind, please go and review each one of the books if you have read them or listen to the audiobook, which is over on Melissa Red Pill. And so I would love that if you would do that. It really helps us to reach more people with the truth. And I'm really excited that we're getting more biblical information coming out. And of course, they want it to be about UFOs or whatever. I'm like, no, this is about God's word. All right, so here are my books right here. I just popped that into the chat. And this is where I read I was going into detail on yesterday's video, the one I was just showing you right here, the what is the ascension clue that I popped in the chat about the DNA and connecting that. But here is the beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus ascending and to the right hand of the Father. And I go into that in the video too. You know, what are the verses that talk about him going into the to the right hand of the Father? And that's us too. We are ascending to positions of power. Again, what they do not want us to know. So definitely check into that video. I think you'll really enjoy it if you haven't seen it already. We ascend and they descend. Ascension Day is May 14th. I like it. I'm up for that. That's this Thursday. And that's when President Trump is going to China. He is going to be on AF1, Air Force One. If you haven't seen my video about that, you want to check that one out. Come on, little computer. Go faster. All right, so this is the one right here. Come on. It's a Trump on Air Force One and abroad. That one right there is on YouTube and on here's this is the one on Rumble. And so yeah, it would be very cool if that was going to happen on that day. This is what we were told the operations would happen when he was on AF One and abroad. You know what I'll go ahead and do real super quick is I'll do this. I'll share that that link for you in the chat so you guys can go and look at that one. This is the one that is the AF. I'll just call it AF One. Okay, you can find that. All right, I think that's everything. That's everything I had to share with you guys today. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you did. Yeah, we have such great things happening. President Trump is, we're going to be next Saturday in Washington, D.C. for the rededication of our country. And I'll be live streaming from there what we have going on. This will be for our show next Sunday. It's going to be next Sunday. And so look forward to that. And hopefully I'll have, you know, be able to figure out how to do that. And then, and it's going to be just basically a worship service as a rededication. I love that we have already read the word together, the biggest Bible reading event of all time. And now we're doing the rededication. They're calling it Jubilee. And then Pentecost is the next Sunday, the 24th. I think that's everything I have to tell you. Very thankful for Victory Day. Wars ceasing. I'm very thankful for Ascension Day. And we'll watch and see what's going to happen on that. Don't forget, I'll see you on Tuesday at 6:30. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are the King of the world, that nothing can stop what is coming because you rule this world and that you have planned this for thousands of years and we are getting to witness this day. Thank you, Lord, that you have called us to this day. Thank you, Lord, that we are your special possession, that you have given us the eyes to understand so many things. We got eyes all around to understand so many things that we didn't understand before by your Spirit, and that your Spirit that guides us, has us go this way or that way, whatever you'd have us to do, and to get understanding in everything. Thank you that the angels are working alongside us to help us. Thank you, Lord, that this is why nothing can stop what is coming, and that the demons will be destroyed, just like your word says, and nothing can change your word. The heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not change one little bit. Lord, give us the wisdom to understand your word and to share your word and to get the truth out there so people understand the difference between truth and deception. Lord, send us your Spirit. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray that you just continue to strengthen them and guide them, just like we were talking about that they're these beautiful wheels that you will guide everywhere they go. You'll protect them, Lord, by your Spirit with the angels surrounding them, like we read in Ezekiel chapter 10, and that you will protect their health. Guide each one of us, O Lord, on how to protect our health. So, because we know the enemy has plots and schemes to destroy our peace of mind and our health of our body. And we just ask you to strengthen us and guide us on what to do to protect our bodies. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. I love you guys. Yeah, so be in prayer for me. I'm trying to help a dear friend who is struggling with health. And so the Lord is guiding us as he always does. Definitely go and check my health page. One of the biggest things to do for any of us, and this is what RFK has been talking about. He says that they're not going to allow fund all these medical schools if they don't teach about nutrition and detox. So if you're familiar with, you know, the health page, and I'll pop this link over in the chat, like my friend Doug, who does the silver, he's, you know, friends with RFK. He knows that RFK is working to make sure that we have in our food supply, in our water, in all the supplements, and also from the AMA doctors, that we get the correct information so that we can be guided into health. I'm so thankful that I've gotten to know these people so that I can, you know, put out this information on my health page and also help my dear friend. So just be in prayer that that we will be able to give you news of a wonderful, wonderful victory. I really do believe that that's what's going to happen. Protect your gut health, protect your, you know, detox, make sure you get the nutrients in you. This is what makes you resilient so that we'll live 1,000 years. We're going to get our health back so that we'll live long, healthy lives long into the golden age. If you're not familiar with this book, definitely check into this one right here about the health, 1,000 years of health. It says that some people will live literally 1,000 years. We're going to have our health back just like they had before the flood, before that passage I read to you in Genesis chapter 6. I got to go. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.
Sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.